Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3. The game. We'll have celebrity birthdays coming up in just a few minutes as we continue here on a Wednesday. The Detroit Lions are going back to the playoffs for the first time in a very long time. And a guy that was on the team the last time they won a playoff game also was a punter at Vanderbilt. Jim Arnold is on the line with us. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are y'all? Hope everybody had a great holiday.
Yes, absolutely. You as well. We're fantastic. Thanks so much for doing this. So you played in with some rough teams with the Lions and also some pretty good teams with the Lions. What is it like seeing the success that they're having now?
It's fantastic. I love it. Detroit is such a great sports town. And, to suffer it as long as they have and now to have a team that seemingly is turning the corner and getting somewhere is fantastic. I'm very happy for the players on the team. I'm happy for the coaches. I'm happy for the city. It's a great place to be when your team is doing great. The fans up there are just really, really good fans. A lot of fun when you do turn things around and get to a winning side of things. And this, of course, this is the first time in franchise history they've won the North, because it was the Central when we won it. But they're a team that's fun to watch. It's not the same old Lions anymore.
What's kind of your impression? You played for a pretty good coach in Wayne Fonts, but what's your impressions of Dan Campbell and the job that he's done overall?
I love what Dan Campbell's done, and I like the way he's approached it too. He just come in and said, this is what we're going to do and be. Playing there, he has an understanding of that team and city. And it seems to, have permeated through to the players and they're buying in, which I think is great. Now, of course, with success comes transition, because you'll have some of your staff that'll probably be looked at for head coaching positions. So hopefully they can keep everything intact for, a while there. But I really like Dan and what he stands for and what he's doing there with Detroit.
We're talking to the great Jim Arnold, Vanderbilt punter, Detroit Lions punter for 8 seasons. Of course, Jim, I know we're talking about, we have you on now talking about the Lions, the resurgence, but we got to ask about number 20. The first time you saw him on the practice field, did you have any idea he would be as fantastic as he turned out to be?
At first you don't, because when Barry first came in, during training camp and stuff, of course, they're not going to try and beat him up or have him in a risk of doing it. But I'll tell you this, the entire time that I was in Detroit, and Barry is one heck of a human being, period, but there wasn't a game that you were not at and watching, especially us, when the offense was on the line, out on the field, you were standing and watching the game, but there was not one game that went by where you didn't look at somebody standing next to you and go, did you see that? I mean, not one. Unbelievably humble guy, and Barry was not a guy who wore his feelings on his sleeve. He's pretty quiet, but when it came to game day, he was ready to go, and obviously showed the unbelievable talent that he was.
Yeah, he was amazing. Where were you on that run he had? Was it the playoffs versus the Cowboys in 91?
Oh, I was right there on the sideline. Saw it. He was coming right toward us. And then, they thought they had him. And, of course, Barry does his thing, wiggles around. It's funny because Tony Casillas, he runs right past Tony, and Tony's just stopped there. And then he looks back, he's like, well, what the heck? And, of course, Barry goes for a touchdown. But there were several times that you've probably seen all these highlights he's had where he went around. I remember in one game against New England and made the DB turned about 3 different times before he got around him and went on and scored another touchdown.
It was tough, Jim. I mean, you played in that division versus the Bears for so long. They were such a good team. And the Packers had the resurgence starting you were there. So it's not like you guys had bad teams. You just went up against some very good teams within your division.
We did. Like you said, the Packers were very good, because you're talking about the Brett Favre era with Sterling Sharp. And the Bears, which ran, that mid-'80s pretty hard there with the North. So we're a little bit different complexion to the there in Minnesota was not bad either. Of course, Minnesota had, you know, different quarterbacks, but you had good receivers there that we played against too. So there were good games there, and I don't think any of our games against those opponents were any kind of blowouts. And I remember then in 93, we make it into the playoffs, win the division, and then we lose to Green Bay at home on one that Sharp had a long pass to Sterling Sharp. And, you know, before that, it's like, don't let him behind you. And what happens? Just behind the whole defense. And, you know, they're like, oh, gosh.
What do you remember? We've been talking a lot about Reggie White today because I watched the 30 for 30. What do you remember about watching him, especially with those Packers teams?
Just an unbelievable – again, here's another generational type player who was an unbelievable natural talent. When he was – don't ever make him mad, because if you do, he's going to make you look silly. But I also played with Reggie in the Pro Bowl a couple times, so got to know him a little bit more. And then, of course, him going to Tennessee, me going to Vanderbilt, played against him there as well. But he's just unbelievable talent. You know, he had that move where he came in and he could just knock a full-grown offensive lineman off of his feet just by that little right-handed swipe he would do, and then he's gone to the quarterback. But again, one of those guys in the mold, kind of in the mold of Barry. As a person, cannot say enough good things about Reggie White. He was an unbelievable person, and would spend time with. You know, if you talk, I talked to him quite a bit when we were at the Pro Bowl. Just an all around great person.
Well, we're talking to Jim Arnold, who spent 8 years with the Detroit Lions and played a long time in the NFL. Jim, that 91 team you're on, Detroit, it's the only Lions team ever made the NFC Championship game. What a great football team. Unfortunately, you ran into a buzzsaw, the Washington Redskins. But how good, from your perspective, was that 1991 Detroit Lions team you're on?
We were real good. Now, that year we lost two players. We lost Mike Utley to injury, which was tragic. That was fairly early days against the Rams, but that was a catalyst for us going into 91. And then Eric Kramer took over at quarterback, and for the most part, for the whole season, we did great. You're right, we ran into a buzzsaw in Washington. We played in the first game of the season and got blanked pretty well. And then the other loss, I think, that was not very good for us. The only really two bad blemishes on the scoreboard was a loss to San Francisco out there as well. So we were excited. That was a lot of fun. We played Green Bay and Buffalo that year, I think, at playoffs, and then got to where we went against we played Dallas in the playoffs and thumped them. That was the year before they took off from the Super Bowl runs. But we went go to Washington to play in the NFC Championship game, and our hopes were very, very high. But, you know, honestly, when you boil it down, we got beat by a better team that day. I think if we had a couple of different pieces at that time, then I think that would have been a much closer game too. And, of course, Washington won the Super Bowl. So, you know, the pain or the sting is not quite as bad when you've lost to who has won the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's very true. Talking to Jim Arnold this morning. Jim, to see this Lions team now and what Dan Campbell has done, of course, he was on the 2008 team that went 0-16, and see it come full circle. Do you feel like a proud dad or uncle watching this team now?
Well, I feel like a lot of Detroit Lions fans who've stayed with that team through thick and thin is that you're just proud as punch of what these kids have done. You kind of know, you know, from being inside and having that kind of success as a team, and it's good to see it here. I don't see individuals who are being individuals. It's very much of a team atmosphere, and what can they do to get better, and how can they get better, and being honest with themselves, and that's how you build a championship. Hoping that they continue the run and and maybe they're the Cinderella team this year. I don't know. It'd be really neat to see, though.
Well, Jim, we appreciate the time this morning. It's good going down memory lane with you, and we'll see what happens with Detroit.
Well, I've enjoyed it too, Joe. It's always a pleasure to be around you and talk to you. So thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. Tell Nick I said have a happy new year and hope to see you guys soon in Nashville.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you guys.
Jim Arnold, former punter with Vanderbilt and the Detroit Lions, joining us here on the program.
Good played three seasons with the Chiefs, eight with the Lions, and one season with the Miami Dolphins. So
that is correct.
Go from Barry Sanders to Dan Marino is pretty good. What's up next, Chase?
Oh, we got celebrity birthdays coming for you. That is look, people have missed it the last few days.
They have.
We will have that for you coming up next. Chase and Big Joe at Bridgestone Arena, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.